Okay, we're up to Udika Amar Shloimoi. Udika Amar Shloimoi. This that Shloimoi Melech said, Kilakel of Chayutoy Ben Arye Hames. This that Shloimoi Melech said that a living dog is better than a dead lion. Kidrav Yehuda Amarav. The other people of Amarav. My Dersiv Hoydiin Yashem Kitzi Umidas Yomai Mahi. Hashem, tell me my end. I want to know when I'm going to die. My kates, umidas yomai mahi, tell me the number of days I have left. Eidu'o machodal ani, tell me, let me know machodal ani. And let me know my machodal means my weakness. Right, what does it mean the word chodal? Machodal ani. What is the translation of the word chodal? Do you have an Ashul Gemara?
Let me know Hashem my end and the measure of my days, what it is. May I know when I will cease.
When I'll chodal. Cease to exist. Chodal. Chodal lihi yois oirach kanoshim. Shimon, turn your camera. Azoy. Let me know. Oh, now we can see. Now we can see you. You have every day you have another sweater. Every day another color sweater. We have so many sweaters. I don't even have one sweater.
I have a bunch of teenage boys who still sweat suits.
That's the secret.
But if you want, let me know.
No, I don't want anything.
I gave you like a class of 91, you know, with all the signatures.
I don't want nothing. Rabbi Lehman is with us. All right, Rabbi Lehman is with us, but he got logged out. 1 second. Let me just tell him 1 second. You got to give him a message. 1 second. All right, let's go weiter. The word chodal means chodal lihiyos lisoira oirach kanoshim, sorry no longer our children. Weiter. Omar loy, Shimon, turn off your ringer, because every time someone sends you a WhatsApp, I can see all of your WhatsApp messages. Every time you get a WhatsApp, I see the WhatsApp message.
The whole message?
I configured my Zoom account to hack into your system. I know all of your secrets.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Don't you know that Zoom is vulnerable to security issues? If you connect to me, if you connect to me through Zoom, I can connect to your computer. I'm just joking. Turn off the ringer, because when you get a ring, it makes that sound. Weiter, we're still waiting over here for Rabbi Shlomo Lehman, because something went wrong over here with the system. 1, 2, 3, 4. They made the.
We spoke to a market here today. We were talking and learning. Yeah. The shayla mishamachata mishamadavimelachata.
Oh, the stira.
Yeah.
So what did he say?
So he's a Baal Magid, he happens to be a Baal Magid Shir of Daf Yom Yos. He says, I don't know if I can give you a great answer, but I can give you a simple answer. Let's say you never knew Rav Moshe Feinstein. He asked me if I knew Rav Moshe. He said no. He said, let's say you would have found that a rumor went out that Rav Moshe did Azayin, Azayin, Azayin. He says, we cannot have the ability to say the words that Moshe Feinstein was like, it's irrelevant. You'll think of 20 reasons why it could be this reason or that reason. We can't let the words out of our mouth. It was a malvatish answer. He was like saying that Mekenesh Zagana is like, even though it seems like it's an often a stira, we are not in the position to say anything. Hagam the Rabbanu Shleim was Moichalim Kol HaKavod. It has nothing to do with us. It's like a different hemisphere.
I don't understand a word he just said. I don't understand one word of that answer.
I didn't understand much of what he said.
I'm asking you, Akasha. Go back and say to him, listen, The two Mamari Chazal reconcile the Mamari Chazal. One Mamari Chazal says, "Call me Shema David Chote, Ein Elatoya." That means he did not sin.
Given the same answer, he was given the same answer that we used to get when we were in elementary school and high school. We can't verstehen was meint.
Oh, so that's a very good answer. That's a Mordeke answer. If you're only exclusively focusing on the Chazal of Kol Misha Omar David Chota Eine Elatoya. If those were the only words of Chazal, then I fully understand and accept your answer. I accept it. But my question is, that's not the only Maimer Chazal. When you get older, you get a little more sophisticated. There are two Mamori Chazal. One Maimer Chazal says, Kol Misha Omar David Chota Eine Elatoya. Okay. If I only had that Chazal, I would be able to work with it. But there's another Chazal in the same Talmud Bavli that says, "Melamid shemochal loy hakadosh baruch hu al oitza ovein." So the same Chazal say, David committed an ovein and Hashem forgave him. That means there was an ovein, and he achieved mechila. But the other Maimon Chazal says, "Kol mi she'omar she'David chota, einoi ela toye." Now that I'm talking to you, it's interesting. We're now getting a little clarity because there are two words. There's the word ovoin and chota. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe we've discovered the answer. Tif answer over here. We came to learn something. We have Siat Hashmaya and the Zuchus of Rabbi Shol Lehman, who's with us right now, who's listening to every word, and he's not texting. He's listening to everything that we're saying. He told us, we have this Kedushas with us, is that there's a chilik between a chait and an ovein. There are two dimensions to sin. There is... we're not going to go into it. We cannot go too deep because you have to learn the daf tonight. But in regard to the element, the dimension of ovein, Chazal say, David committed an ovein. Yet... the Ribbono Shel Olam was mochaloi. When the other Chazal is not discussing the dimension of Ovoin, it's discussing the dimension of Chet. Kol mi she'amar David choto eine elatoya. That's Svenyanim. It's like a brisk of art. It's like a brisk of art. That's Svenyanim. There's a din Ovoin and a din Chet. The din Ovoin, this Hashem, he committed. There's an acknowledgement. Yes, there is an ovoin, yet Hashem was meichel him. The element, the dimension of chait that we would assume was inherent in this act of Basheva, sorry buddy, that doesn't exist. It never happened. You're making a very big mistake. Now the next level is to define with clarity the difference between ovoin and chait and go weiter. But we touched upon, I think, a point which is very relevant, which is very, very critical to understand this sugya. I never heard this answer before. This is a na'idin. This is a chidush. Ein beis medrash beloy chidush. Look at this. Look at this beis medrash here. Look at this. It's dark. You see what I see? You see what I see? I only see one thing, the exit sign. Get out of here. That's all I see in the dark here. But yet, even in this beis medrash, I'm a chadesh chidush etayra. Gval, the cost, so what did you buy? What did you buy in shopping there? What did you get?
I didn't leave my house. I had to guide my seeing eye dog in a store. He was showing me the product and making sure that my wife got what she wanted.
Wow, that's a new mahalach in life.
I'm a personal shopper.
Vaitin the Gemara. Let's learn. Next, Vaitin the Gemara. The mother here says, "Nu, Vaitin, we have to learn something tonight. I'm awake tonight, a little bit more than yesterday. Not much more, but a little bit more." So now David says, Daf Lamed, Daf 30. 30, you know what the number 30 is? Yosef was 30 years old when he became the Melech. 30 is always the number of Malchus. There are 30 Pesukim on the Yamim Meirahim that we say, Malchiyoy Zichroinois and Shoifrois. 10, 10, 10. 30. How many Koilos do you blow on Rosh Hashanah? 30. Yosef was 30 years old when he became the Melech. Became Mishnah Lamelech. The number 30 is the number of Malchus. Ki ha-malchus shelichohi. Sounds familiar? What? 30.
What?
Ki ha-malchus. You remember that, Shimon? Remember that sound familiar?
Can't
you know what the biggest horror is? I say this here in the morning. and there are women listening in the background. Is that true by you, Shimon? And then they tell me,
why is a guy like Ephraim? Why isn't he married?
I don't think sure, but why would it?
No, I had just the opposite experience. They say, now we understand. This guy is really nuts.
It's such a shame.
They say, this guy is really totally nuts.
Why
now we get it.
Why isn't he married Chevy Garfinkel already?
Excuse me. No way, Jose.
Why not? I heard she's a superstar.
Listen. Hey, don't start
you
with me now.
Data?
What?
You have a data?
No.
You ever got with
no.
Shut up.
She's a superstar.
Very good.
Two superstars.
Between you and her.
All right, let's go weit. Udkomar shloimoy ki lekelev chayutoy ben ayames. What does that mean?
For practical purposes, I heard my daughter was saying that she has a great sense of humor.
Shloime, you once said to me that she is not for me. I remember Klar. Shloime said to me about 7-8 years ago. You said to me, she is not for you. She's your daughter recommended it, and you said.
I don't know. I mean, it just seems like you're both powerful people, full of chidushim, full of energy, and you would make a dynamic couple.
You could have like a whole Zoom business.
I have no business. No one's interested.
I don't understand. You should do it. You should don't marry her. Just talk to her. Talk to her.
All right, let's learn.
Learning.
Frank, do you mind if I call Cyril about it?
Don't you dare.
Why?
Why are you chicken? Go ahead.
I don't want. I really don't want. I really don't want.
Really don't want, or
he
is not in the mood?
No, not with her.
I don't understand what's your problem.
Maybe someone else, but not.
She's such a power person.
Okay, so very good for her. I'm not a power person.
She's mashpia on others.
I heard she's a mamish. She's very normal. According to my wife, my daughter said she was once on Zoom. And like all the Rebbetzins are listening to her, and she's like, hi, I'm Barbie. Hey, Ken, how are you? And like, no chaplet was going on. The girls are on the floor, and the Rebbetzins are like, what? What are you talking about? Oh, she's very normal. Okay, that was my thought.
Thank you very much for your thought. It's very kind of you. Shidduchim is a dead end. It's Corona.
It's a Zoom conference. You don't even have to go out.
Shidduchim is Corona on steroids.
Hello, all the talk about the Rimael Chabidim about Vatitzakela. You heard this story with Mishel? Mushel?
No.
There was a younger man. You know Rimael Chabidim, and he has a great way of talking.
I know. I like him. He's very good.
I went to visit him in Eretz Yisrael. I got a bracha from
him. I met him twice. He never saw. Once he was dancing by the Kaisel, once I met him in Yerushalayim. Anyways. So he said that there was a famous yid. He wasn't from the brightest people around. They had like no shaykhs to the parish of getting married. But he was saying the power of a nitzak elai by on the seder could be oike.
Kan haben shoyel. Kan haben shoyel. The problem is, there's a very big difference. You got to want.
Exactly. Listen to the story. He was 28, and he stopped the seder, the mitten seder, and he came to a nitzak. He started crying. He said, I want to get married. I want to get married. And he got all his brothers and his brothers-in-law and his mother. They're like, what's wrong? He goes, you have to daven off me to Zam. We have to do a nitzak. We're going to get it done. And then he turned around. Right, he was crying. He says, and what about my brother who's 26? He's going to daven for him also. He got a call, the first shidduch call he ever got at 28. He got mitzvah for his days. He's chassidish, a younger man. He was engaged by the end of Chol HaMoed after the meeting.
The difference is because he wanted to get married.
The older brother should get married again, engaged Tuesday, and the younger brother should get engaged Wednesday. And he has now two children.
Because he wanted to get engaged, that's why. He wanted to get married. He wanted. If you want, you'll get. Ein davar oimed b'fnei horotzein. He wanted. You have to want. You have to have a desire.
I can want to become president as much as I want.
There are enough girls out there that if you want, anyone can get married.
Yeah.
Weiter.
Okay.
All right, we're wasting Rav Sholimon's time. He's so kind. The problem is if Rav Sholimon was here with us, he would not tolerate this Bittul Torah, and he would push us along. And I don't understand why he doesn't want to go on Zoom to push us along. The very least, he can call. He can call into Zoom. Okay, there's a telephone number on the website. You call up that number. You enter the meeting number. And there's the password is 12345. And you can listen to the shiur. And when you're listening, you can talk. And when you talk, you can say, Nu, nu, Rabbi Sai. You have to go weiter. For some reason, I don't understand why. He doesn't want to call. He doesn't want to call. Can you explain this to me? Can you explain the time? It's like what it says in the Shira. The Shira says, it says, Lepalgois Ruvain Gidoilim Chikikeleif. The fact that Ruvain did not want to participate in the Melchom against Sisra, I'll never be able to fathom the depth of his mind as to why he did not want to come and participate. Okay, so we're saying over here to our holy partner in this. He's not listening to us. He's busy sending out texts. He's sending out texts that Tuesday night, April 7th, Bdikas Chametz, Wednesday morning, Erev Tavshilin. Okay, you making Erev Tavshilin? You know how to do that, Shimon? You want to make Erev Tavshilin? You ever make one in your life? Shimon, you're frozen. If you're frozen, you know what it means? It means that you're looking at your phone. You're looking at your phone. You're surfing your phone. Yeah. Did you ever make an Erev Tavshilin once in your life? Did you ever make an Erev Tavshilin? No, you don't even know what it is. Your wife does it, right? Your wife does everything. She cleans the house for Pesach. She feeds you. She feeds the children. She makes parnasa. What will you do without your wife? Shimon, you're frozen. When you're frozen, it means you.
Give me a second. I got a text. I'm sending you something. Relax. I'm sending you an unfortunate gift.
Unfortunate? What are you sending me? A resume?
Sending you a sad gift.
A sad gift? Someone died? Another person died?
Same person before.
Another person? There's no end to this already. Every day someone else dies. Every day someone else kicks the bucket. What are you sending me? Where did Shlomi go?
Shlomi went to bed.
This Levaya?
That's Nick. It seems like that. Unless it's just I don't know.
Stam, it's the Levaya. Grona sent me a message. What does Rabbi Grona want?
Ephraim, how are you? I actually have some fever and I'm resting.
An idea came up that perhaps we should assemble a basic list of Zmanim for people.
Tony, maybe you can help him out. Maybe help him out find someplace.
Beer Chometz, Chatzos Halayla, different pointers.
He's very busy. Chapanash, are you? Chapanash closed? What, Chapanash closes? Chapanash closes?
I just got a very disturbing message. Someone that I'm very close with has a fever. He's getting sick. Another guy. someone gets sick, you know, it could be like over in 5 days. All right, can we learn maybe something today? Maybe we should learn something today, you know? You know, this is like crazy. We should really learn something. How about that? Can everyone turn off their devices? I'm closing my device here. Maybe we could learn something once in a while? How about that? It's already after 9 o'clock. Okay, can all of the electronic devices please go to sleep so we can learn something? I can see you said, well, this technology is poison because I can see everything that you're doing. You don't even realize. You don't even realize. I can see. I've taken a whole course in this. When you move your eyes, I know exactly what you're looking at. When you twiddle your fingers, the way you sit down, this is not a good thing. Yeah, this is not a good thing.
I don't even see what I'm doing with my fingers. For all you know, I could be playing tic-tac-toe on another device.
Exactly. That's what you are doing. You're looking at the computer. You have two screens open. You have two screens open. One screen, you make believe you're looking at me while in truth, you're really texting away, you're typing away, you're watching it, and you're watching a YouTube video.
Actually, this is not really me. It's somebody else. I just put my head on top of the person's body. What are you supposed to do about a seum for a fear of a car?
Listen to the telephone. The telephone. First thing is, the Erech Tzach is you don't fast. That's the first thing. You don't fast, no matter what. The Tzvei Tzach is how are you going to do that? So I'll give you a telephone number. You want to tell them to listen to a seum online? I'll give you a telephone number. What?
Dial a
seum. I have here three seum for you to dial. 7, 7:30, and 8 o'clock. Three seum. The Erech Tzach, you should learn three. You should make a seum mishnayis. Learn three mishnayis mishnayis. Listen to a seum on the telephone. If you can't do that, give money to tzedakah to be paid there the seum. Give money to tzedakah to be paid there the seum. The Erech Tzach is don't fast. You're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast. Sakana to fast. You have to keep yourself hydrated in order not to allow the corona to enter. Okay?
Yes.
Are you a Bukhar? Shem, you're not a Bukhar. Yeah. You're not a Bukhar. Shem, who's older than you?
Yeah, older. My son is a
Bukhar. Your son, so what is he doing? He making a seum sechta?
He asked me to finish brachas. I said I can't.
So listen. You listen to something on the telephone. Okay, what else? What else do we have to know? What other point is?
No one doesn't count. Everything's partaking in the Muslim.
Why is he telling you not to burn the chametz this year? Why?
Because social number yeah, one is gather. I'll tell you the reasons. I'll tell you all the reasons. Number one is.
What's the matter? I never do it with anybody. I do it in my.
The
backyard.
Number one is the smoke. The smoke is can damage can make it worse for people who are sick with corona. There are people that have a hard time breathing. And if you're going to go put smoke in the air, there are people that are extremely sensitive. You don't know. You think you're doing nothing. You have no idea. My next door neighbor, when he has a fireplace, the whole winter my house stinks because of him. He couldn't care less. He has a fireplace and we have to stink. This stinks. That smell can add to the tzar of someone else who is sick.
So what are you supposed to do? You mafazer,
you crumble up. You only put out a kezayis. You put out the bare minimum of chametz in the house, or the bare minimum, and you collect it, and the next morning you crumble it up and you throw it into the toilet. Be very careful not to stuff your toilet, because the last thing you need is not to have a toilet for a 3-day Yom Tov. Okay, that's the last thing you want to have in your house.
Okay,
so don't be a fool. Don't be a fool and stuff up your toilet Erev Pesach. The plumbers are so happy they're going to make a killing Erev Pesach. Cannot imagine how much money they're going to be making Erev Pesach. Unstuffing
your body with matzah and your toilet with garbage.
Unstuffing toilet. Number two is if you go outside to burn your chametz, you'll very surely have a social gathering, and you're going to spread the disease and kill people. Number three, even if that is not true, people, it's maris ayin. People will think you're doing it, and you will create a panic, and you'll create a chilul Hashem. Don't look for legal loopholes. Don't make trouble. Stay indoors. The Malach HaMoves is out in the street. Behave yourself. Don't be a tippish. Don't be a stupid tippish.
Okay. What about for Pesach night putting blood on your doorposts and on your
You're a tippish. Window. A tippish. You're a tippish of a tipshim to do that. A tippish of a tippish.
Why?
Why? Because there's no mitzvah d'oraisa. It says in the Pasuk, there's Lel Pesach Mitzrayim. There's no such ridiculous thing as putting blood. Whoever told you this is Mishagas, and I am Mishagas. Every day, a new Mishagas. A new Mishagas.
Because the Mashkas is one running around us.
The biggest fraud I ever in my life saw is how people, they sit in front of you with the ultimate seriousness, and they say, buy a letter in a Sefer Torah for Klal Yisrael. This is going to bring the Yeshua. I don't think I ever in my life saw such a fraud. To sit there with Groisa Kavana and say with such intensity, you have to buy a letter in the Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah for Klal Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov. Really? 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 Wow, wow, the Baal Shem Tov, he wrote a Sefer Torah and he brought a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov was the Baal Moifis. You know, there are books about the Nisim and Niflois. We're today, we're like the Baal Shem Tov. We're just like the Baal Shem Tov today. And by the way, did the Baal Shem Tov charge $100 a letter? Who's pocketing all the money here? And these people to say with such kavana, they say this with more kavana than they daven the Ilo Yom HaKippurim. This is Judaism? This is Judaism? This is Judaism? And this is going to bring Mashiach? I sick in the head? I sick, sick in the head. Sick in the head. You go for this garbage? I cannot believe what Judaism has become. Hocus pocus. Hocus pocus. People are dying in the street. The Malach HaMavis is all over the place. Today, Mermelstein died. Hamnik died. Matthias Bloom died. Yesterday. All these people, one after another, other people I know are deathly ill. I get it now, a guy, a son, I'm very close, now he has fever, he's very, very sick, who knows? This guy, the Prime Minister of the UK, so they're putting on a ventilator now, okay? Only a day, only yesterday he was 100% fine, he has the best doctors in the world, the best protection, and soon he'll be dead. So it's a joke, the whole thing is a joke, the whole thing is a joke. Buy a letter in the Sefer Torah. This is going to save you. Give us your money.
Who's
leave.
Who's Mermelstein?
Mermelstein is the there's a guy here and the guy here in Klal Yisrael that fills up.
Rabbi Khan Shul Gaba, his brother.
Okay.
The alarm guy's brother.
Yes.
He's an alarm guy. There was in construction. He's in alarms. I thought he was in construction. Every few minutes, another guy, and you're making jokes about going putting blood, and you're gonna be a smart aleck. You're gonna be a smart aleck, and you're gonna go burn the chametz and go make pollution, and there should be smoke, and so people already can't breathe, who are already on oxygen, have now to go inhale the beautiful smoke, and you're a tzaddik because you burned the chametz. Wow, what a great tzaddik, a great tzaddik. This is Judaism, and this is going to bring Mashiach. Mashiach is coming. Mashiach ain't coming. You know why Mashiach is not coming? Because no one can give a hoot about anyone else. People.
I saw a sign in Queen Cemetery by Lubavitcher Rebbe. It said Mashiach is here.
Mashiach is here. The Mashiach is coming. Sas Reagan is open. The jam packed.
Is it open or not open? It's not open.
They shut him down. They put him in jail. His own father. Paskin, that it's also to have a shul open in Klal Yisrael. His own father signed in the Moetz Gedol Yisrael. So here's the rabbi who knows better than his own father. And even if it's true, no one's going to die. You're poirish men at Sibur. The tefillos are going to bring the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. This is what we're dealing with over here. And we have to be in the news every second, every headline. Every headline is the Jews, they're showing Crown Heights, they show this. And this is going to bring Mashiach. Yeah. As long as you give us your money and you buy your Sefer Torah, as long as Rabashkin there is on the front page, sitting there on the front page of Yeshiva World News, telling you about Mashiach, yeah, and he was Mechalel, the Shem Shomayim, the Farhesia, for the, this is the garbage? What kind of garbage is this? I have people all over me dying, and they throw in front of my face all this garbage. Where's Hofstetter? A billionaire. Just the Mitzar Klal Yisrael. Where's all this money now to go help the people here? They don't have what to eat. fuming me. I'm going crazy from this. All this craziness.
What's craziness? All right, it's done.
Klal Yisrael, everything's such gvald. Klal Yisrael, look for the good. Only look for the good. Only look for the good. They throw in front of your face all the garbage the whole day, and they tell you, calm down, calm down. Look for the good. Look for the good. Look for the good. Look for the good. The whole day, all I'm hearing is craziness. What are you doing, Shimon? My blood pressure now is 190 over 140. I'm on the way out.
Hamnick? Who'd you say passed away?
Hamnick passed away.
Rabbi Hamnick?
Yeah. He used to hold up the Sefer Torah in front of the whole Klal Yisrael for every year. He held it up, Azoy Grois, all the way. Hi, remember that, Shimon? On the stage in Chaim Berlin, they had there probably about 1,000 people there, and he picked up the Sefer Torah all the way up, and he would throw the Sefer Torah. Remember that, Shimon? And they would scream, right? Remember that? And here he dies, and guess what? There's no Levaya. There's no Levaya. There's no covet for him. There's no Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. No one's going to sit Shiva. And they're telling you, Rabashkin is screaming, Rabashkin, Rabashkin, Rabashkin. A felon who had an opportunity to go and get out of jail. No, he's going to fight. And he's telling us about Betochen. He's telling us about Betochen. The Grois of Betochen. The Grois of Betochen. He's the one. He's going to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. You know, people in his factory, did they die? They got the read the book. Read the book of what went on over there. The Chil Hashem. Now that we don't talk about. That we don't talk about the Chil Hashem. We only talk about Emuna. He sat in jail. Emuna. When he didn't have to even go to jail. They gave him a plea bargain of 2 years. He fought with every machutzef, and he's the leader of Klal Yisrael now, telling us about how to be oimid b'nisyonos of emuna. Yeah. I should calm down. Look for the good. Look for the good in Klal Yisrael. The good.
You found the good. Shimon and me, you found the good.
I've never been so worked up. Whew.
Like Shlomi eloquently says, we live in a falsheville.
Alma de Shikra. There was a big person. He said to someone, Alma de Shikra. I said to him, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. You're the Alma de Shikra.
Friend, I asked the Rav today if I should sign the shidduch thing.
What shidduch thing? Another mishigas they have now. Nochem mishigas. People have all this time on their hands. They have nothing better to do. One mishigas after another.
How old are you single sons?
Just 22.
What shidduch thing? What's the new mishigas now? A nayim mishigas. What's the new mishigas?
You should put him on with my daughter. They should zoom.
What? What's the shidduch mishigas now? What?
No more big varts and chasana to 250 people, family, and then have a civil chasana with Kala.
You know, people are dying now. We're not up to that yet.
800 people sign up.
Yeah, you wish. Yeah, you wish.
I saw the names.
Yeah, don't worry. Garnish von garnish von garnish. Stussin v'havolim hevel v'rik. This is not what you're supposed to be doing now. People are sitting shiva now. Now's not the time to go be Isaac in this Narishkeit. Actions.
I can't say I disagree.
Actions speak more. After it's over, so don't make a chasna. You need someone to go tell you to make them. Yes. They're not going to listen. Business as usual. It's always the same thing. Let's learn something more before my blood pressure goes to 200 over 150. You want to learn something, maybe?
Go ahead. Well, maybe we made it to Lamed Amud Beis or something.
This is what happened? This is what drives me crazy about Zoom.
You froze.
This is what happens. I give a shiur. I have some wise guys that the whole shiur they surf the web. The whole shiur. I don't know why they come. They surf the web, they text, they watch movies. One guy was mamish watching a movie. Can you imagine? Netflix. Sits in front of me, watches Netflix.
I don't understand it. How does it work? If he's sitting and watching a movie, don't you see that? I don't understand.
So I told them. I told them, listen, if you want to do all this stuff, one guy says to me, I can't, you know, he mamish says to me that I'm not nice. I can't expect him to sit in the shear and not text and not surf the web a little bit. So I told him, okay, I understand. But do me a favor. Just don't do it in front of my face. Don't sit in front of my face with the flappish Jewish journal on Thursday and read the paper in front of my face and turn the pages as I'm talking. You want to come to the shear? It's not right to sit in front of me with the Jewish Week or the flappish Jewish journal. And as I'm talking, to turn the pages. You're retarded. Get out of here. If you really want to do it, do me a favor. Go to the back, and do it discreetly where I don't see. So I shouldn't get all worked up. With Zoom, I can see everything you're doing. Everything. I can read your mind. I can hack into your computer and see what's on your screen. I see everything. So it's driving me crazy, Zoom. I see everything and I see no one's interested. And kashem, they're not interested when I see. You could imagine in the past, in the future, they're not interested. This holding is a joke. Oily kinid meisi. Oily kinid meisi. I'm living in a make-believe fantasy world. Oily kinid meisi. Oily kinid meisi. Shimon, I'm very upset. A lot of people died. It's just getting to me already. So many people. My whole life, all these people are dying. One after another.
You know, Ellie's wife is sitting in Shiva now.
Ellie who?
Rabinowitz.
Wait, who's Ellie? Ellie Rabinowitz, I called him up, right?
Please.
So now his father, who's sitting in Shiva for? What, his father-in-law, mother-in-law?
Now his wife's something was nothing.
It's not real. I'm cracking up. You know what I think about all the time? If my parents were alive, my father would be in very big sakana now. My father would be in very big sakana. Somehow that image, it makes it very personal to me. My father's already given me his ninth yard sight. Can you imagine? Ninth yard sight. So if he would have been alive now, he would be in very big sakana.
That's what you have to worry about?
No, I'm not worried about that. It just somehow, this whole, I relate to other people.
Image rubs him the wrong way.
I relate to other people in that way. A lot of memories come to my mind. A lot of thoughts come in. You know, it's very, very, very traumatic, this whole thing. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we have to learn just epis, a few words of Torah, a few words. At least we had a chiddush tonight.
I got a nightmare here, let's go.
Ovoin versus chait. There are tzvei dinim. There's a din ovoin and there's a din chait. It's a very good yisoid. Now we go to new Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'd come a shloimai. Ki lekelef chai hu toi ben ha'aryei ha'meis. Kid Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Do you have any of them? The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Ma'idach Sev V'chodin Hashem Kitzi. Hashem, I want to know the day that I'm going to die. Umidas Yomai Mahi. Tell me the... Shloimai HaMelech. No, David HaMelech. David HaMelech said. David HaMelech says. It says this. Okay, what does it mean? This that Shloimai HaMelech said, he said about his own father. It's a Pile Plum. He can say such a disrespectful statement about his own father. Shloimai HaMelech, a Pile from Shimon. You go back to the Magid Shir, the Daf Yomi, he asked him, how did he read these words of the Gemara? That Shloimai, this Derech Eretz, he says about his father, that my father is not as good as a dog. He compares his father to a dog. His father's a lion, and my father, that's a lion that's dead, is not comparable to a living dog. Dos is Derech Eretz for the Tate. That's Derech Eretz for the Tate. You talk about your father, Chazal Darshan, this Pshat in the Pasuk. And who's the one that said the Pasuk? Shloima HaMelech. So you can't go tell me that Shloima HaMelech was not mechavein this to be the pshat. If Chazal make a statement that this is the pshat in the words of Shloima HaMelech, it has to be. Don't tell me otherwise. I'm not going to accept otherwise that Shloima HaMelech did not have this kavana in mind. And he's saying about his own father, my own father is not as good as a dead dog, as a living dog. How you talking? Can you ever go to Levaya? You go to Levaya, and there's a guy there in the box, and the son gets up. The son gets up, and he says, "No, my tata is dead. The dog is much better than him. The dog, the family dog. Sometimes the family dog comes to the Levaya. They bring the family dog to the Levaya also, and they say,
maybe it's poetic licensing song. Like,
would you use such poetry? This is an abuse of poetry to talk like this about your own father. You have the Levaya and the family dog is there and they say, no, at least the dog is alive. Pop, kick the bucket. But no, the pop was a good guy when he was alive, but look, pop's dead. He kicked the bucket.
The dog,
I love my dog. He kissed the dog in front of everyone there because the dog is better than the dead lion. Is this der cheretz for Shloima HaMelech to say about the Tater David HaMelech HaKodesh VaHatar David Melech Yisrael Chai? Do you say Kiddush Levana? Will you mekal pnei Ashchina? You say Kiddush Levana? Weiter.
Yes.
I still have the leather bound Kiddush Levana from the Dirush Hussein. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kaya. Weiter. At least you get your laugh. I put a smile to your face. Listen, I love David Hofstadter. I told you 100 times. I never in my life had such sipuk hanefesh. Like taking the bechina, even later, I took the bechina last time.
Wait, Rabbi
Limin
is saying that we should continue quick.
Weiter. Gezeira hi milifonai shein moidin kitzo shel bosa vedam midas yomai. What's my midas yomai? Gezeira hi milifonai shein moidin midas yomav shel adam. We don't tell a person his days. Case that's three zanovir. The yomav the edam achod al ani. Tell me when I will cease to exist. Om aloy b'shabes Thomas. Oh, this you're gonna perish. Chodal is a day of Shabbos. Almost biachad b'Shabbos. So David said, "Ribayin Shalom, give me one more day. I don't want to be mechal Shabbos. If I die on Shabbos, that means there's going to be chilul Shabbos." Omar loy kvargiya malchus shleima shmalchus shleim binach bincha. The malchus of shleima, your son, has already arrived, and we have yisoid the ein malchus noigas bechaver tafilu kimloinina even here breath. Does that mean he has to die? So let him retire. Let him retire. Lahavdil Elif Alfi Avdolis, the Pope retired. Pope Benedict, he retired.
Why don't we just switch the schedule?
Every line of this Gemara is Pile Ploim beyond our limited understanding. Therefore, because my son has to become the Melech, I have to die. You don't have to die, retire. Step down. You'll become the King Emeritus. And your son will be the new king. What's the problem? Almost the Erev Shabbos, Ebaze. Let me die on Erev Shabbos. What does that mean? One day in your courtyard is more valuable than 1,000. This Gemara is the Gemara that is the makar for the misnagdim. This Gemara, the Hasidim do not know where to run with this Gemara. They would take this whole Gemara out of the daf, because this Gemara says the ikur is Torah. Toiv li yom echashato yoshev isek ba Torah. More may elif oilois than the karbonai she'osit shloim bin chalakiv lefanagam lemizbeach. And Shaul Lehman at Tzadik, if he's still there, we got logged out, so they have to log back in. Thank you for listening to my shiur. You're such a tzaddik. Oh, you logged out here?